JSE-listed Real Estate Investment Trust Redefine released their annual financial results today. In the 12 months ended August 2019, the property company reported that full-year distributable income rose by 4% to 101 cents a share. Total group assets are now said to exceed 100 billion rand, and the company says it has now introduced a dividend payout policy in order to add another source of funding to the company's operations. Well, to tell us what's happening at Redefine Properties, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Connick. He's the CEO at Redefine. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us. So your full-year distributable income rose by 4% to 101 cents a share. Was this in line with your expectations?
Correct. Distributable income per share is in line with market guidance that we provided at the half-year stage.
So now you have a new dividend payout policy. What is that, and what are shareholders getting in the way of a final year distribution or dividend?
Okay, so the reason or the rationale for the introduction of a dividend payout policy is to introduce a third source of funding whereby we're retaining an element of our retained earnings. This is to fund principally operational capital expenditure in the order of 200 million rand for the next 6 months.
Yes.
What it translates to on a cents per share basis is a retention of 3.7 cents per share of the distributable income of circa 51 cents per share. So in effect, we are paying out 48 cents per share as a consequence.
Right. So what's the operating environment been like in South Africa across the different property categories that you run, office, retail, and so on, and which ones have been hardest hit?
Well, I think, from a hardest hit point of view, offices in particular have been bearing the brunt of a prolonged lackluster growth economic environment, where, as you know, unfortunately, employment is on the decline as a trend, which spells bad news from a new demand point of view.
Yes.
Further to that, retail hasn't been spared, principally as a consequence of the consumer being under significant pressure from a debt point of view, and also from a general confidence point of view. Industrial has been a lot more defensive, but having said that, our industrial sector is also starting to show the impact of low economic activity, particularly on the manufacturing sector, where we are starting to see tenant credit risk on the increase.
Yeah. So what was the experience when renewing rental agreements? Did you have to give concessions in many of the instances?
Well, it's a very competitive environment, and tenant retention is far more important than holding out for the best possible rental and perhaps losing a tenant. So overall for our portfolio, we achieved a negative reversion of 2%, which in our view is a very good outcome given the competitive environment in which we are operating.
Yes. So we understand that you have partnered with WeWork here in South Africa, and we know that they've had a bit of trouble. How does that impact you, if at all?
I think the short answer is that the impact is very little, because we are not reliant upon the holding company for any financial support. The property that has been fully installed and operating is in Rosebank, and I'm pleased to say that by January this year, it will be fully let. Now, in the event that there was to be, kind of a demise of a WeWork as a consequence of a financial situation, we believe that we could retain most of those tenants who are household corporates anyway in that environment. So from a risk point of view, the risk is actually very low. Operationally, I must add that WeWork are fantastic operators, and they have a unique offering in the marketplace.
Yeah. What's happening in your international operations, and is Poland still sexy?
Poland is very sexy, especially around our logistics sector, where we are expanding through development activity, and we will continue to expand there in the new year. Retail still holding its own there, because the economy there, unlike South Africa, is still growing very well, and retail spend is on the increase as a consequence of social grants provided by the government.
Yes. So now you've indicated that the cost of capital is now getting more expensive. We've had Moody's come and put us on a negative outlook, citing South Africa's debt dynamics and the lack of economic growth, amongst other issues. What's your feeling around the whole SA Inc. story? And do you think time is on our side to get our house in order?
I think Moody's have overextended their kindness towards us in terms of giving us opportunity to get our house in order. As you know, we've now got 3 months to either do decisive changes to the economic policies and reform ourselves, or we do face the real prospect of a downgrade, which will spell for more costly capital, if not more constrained capital as well.
And broadly speaking, for your business, what's the outlook going forward? Is it steady as you go, given the economic backdrop?
I think for Redefine, much of the same. So we're not seeing a deterioration in our performance, but certainly no improvement until we see an economic recovery.
That was Andrew Koenig. He's the CEO at Redefine.